How are you?
Dude, it feels like springtime.
It is springtime. Hopefully, I didn't look at the forecast. Hopefully, it looks pretty good this week.
It's hit and miss. You might want to, there's a pool around the office because I've complained about winter so much that I promised to never complain about summer. So apparently they've all picked their dates based on specific reasonings that I will start complaining about summer. But I'm here to say I will never one time complain about the heat.
Well,
all summer.
Speaking of not complaining.
Yes.
We all know it's been a very unique week.
Yes.
Here in the Prescott Valley Town Center. And we got nothing but big thanks to our firefighters and first responders and police departments and YCSO.
Excellent.
It's a pretty long list. I'm going to try to list them all today.
Huge collaboration.
Yeah, huge collaboration. As we all know, Legato apartments burned down in a massive fire, and we are trying to figure out and unravel what happened. We're not going to speculate, but we got a lot of professionals on site right now, site safety professionals, investigators, figuring that out.
Yep.
But on a press release given by the Fain Signature Group on April 1, early in the morning, for those that didn't hear about this, the apartment project, Legato, which was about 50% complete, the concrete garage and of 329 apartment units under construction represents an estimated loss of about 685,000 square feet of building, which is now going to affect rents and housing prices because supply and demand. But we can't say enough about CAFMA and what they coordinated in our region. And I want to list out how complicated this is and what they achieved. These are the entities and organizations that were involved. There were no other structures that caught fire, which is amazing if you think about it, right?
Pretty close proximity.
Homestead is right across the street from a very large project that was on fire. But Arizona Public Service, Arizona Department of Public Safety, Bradshaw Mountain High School, which I believe was used as a place for people to go if they were evacuated from Homestead, the City of Prescott Fire, Copper Canyon Fire Medical District, Cottonwood Fire Department, Fain Signature Group, Flagstaff Fire Department, Finley Toyota Center, Groom Creek Fire,
wow.
Homestead Apartments, Jacobs Water, Lifeline Ambulance, Mayor Fire District, Prescott Fire Department, as I mentioned, Prescott Police Department, Prescott Valley Police Department, Priority Ambulance, Red Cross of Arizona, Sedona Fire District, the Summit Fire District, Sun State Safety Equipment, Town of Prescott Valley, Unisource, Verde Valley Fire District, Williamson Valley Fire District, Baghdad Fire and Rescue, Yavapai County Emergency Management, Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, community members and partners that donated meals, snacks, and water and offered support and encouragement, including Chow Bella Restaurant, Fry's Grocery Store, Jersey Mike's, McDonald's, Starbucks, Walmart, Wendy's, and other entities online and silent partners were all involved.
I saw Roses with stacks of pizzas going out to those guys.
Colt was another big one. So unfortunately, in bad things, the community comes together. I just wish they had all come together on a daily basis.
All the time.
Right?
It's, well, and Kaufman is lieutenant. Is that his title?
Lieutenant Ferguson?
Kaufman.
Jason Kaufman. Excuse me.
So he was, he did a press conference, and it was amazing to hear, like, I mean, snap a finger and these entities are here. And it's just, you know, it's not our fires. So much teamwork went into containing that fire because, as you said, I mean, Fry's is across the street with, you know, gas tanks, and we've got, you know, Finley Toyota Center. You've got just tons of our office, you know, tons of structure. So kudos. I mean, they're still out there. They're still watching for hot spots. And so out of something so devastating, you really see the community pulled together.
Right.
It's awesome.
Hopefully we continue with that type of theme going forward with good news. Along the lines of awesomeness, so we're kind of special edition celebrating our first responders today.
Yep.
I'm still shocked that Homestead didn't catch fire. CAFMA And amazing. All responding agencies did such a great job with that. I know there's probably heat damage, but the fact that it did not, an adjacent structure did not catch fire, still bewildering.
Well, and they didn't wait to evacuate. They immediately jumped into action. I heard they were kicking down some doors because people weren't answering, and they knew there were residents inside, and maybe some that couldn't hear or didn't, you know, maybe, you know, if they're like me, I've got, you know, headphones or whatever at night, and they're right. So excellent job.
You mean like you that can't hear?
Can't see. Right? Can't too. That's me. I can sleep.
So celebrating our firefighters, we happen to have a firefighter angel pancake breakfast this Sunday, 8 to 12 p.m. at various local fire stations. $5 donation includes pancake breakfast, fire station tours, bounce houses, and visiting with our first responders. There will be t-shirts, a 50-50 raffle, auction items, and more kids' activities. For more information, visit firefighterangel.org.
You know what I love about this is it's three different entities. So you've got Prescott, Prescott Valley, and Chino. So they'll be doing them simultaneously, but at three different fire stations.
Yep.
So I thought that was very cool.
Do you have any firefighter stories?
You know what? I do, actually. We were... do you want the PG ones or the ones that are in my head? Yeah, I'll give you the PG one.
Rating your head.
It's firefighters. Let's see. Okay, back on track. We actually, there was a fire. I can't even remember how long ago was it. It's like 7-8 years ago. It was, when was it? So 2018, we were actually evacuated, and I watched the fire. It started like some chains rustling on the highway, and it caught some grass. And it was right around Prescott Valley days, PV days, because I was supposed to be working that event.
Was that at the end of the highway, in like Glassford Hill?
Yeah, it was on 89, and it went blazing up Viewpoint and through Pronghorn. And I watched it. We're like evacuating. I hadn't planned on leaving. Frank was out of town. So we were like, what are the important things? You know, Christmas ornaments, pictures, things like that. And but I was going to stay. We're out there like ding-dongs, like hosing down our grass because I don't know what else to do. So I'm just hosing down the back of the house and watching. And that the fire was spreading so fast because the winds out there are just so quick. And I'm watching the firefighters ahead of the fire making like, they're starting small fires. And I'm like, what are they doing? But back burning. So I had no idea. And it did take down one house, but it was like a vacant house that is out there and it's some weird house. But the fire passed me and all is well, right? So I'm relaxed, I'm happy, and I get the pound on my door. You're getting out. And I'm like basically grabbing them going, look, it passed my house. Like, relax, we're good. And they take me to the front yard and we look, the fire has now U-turned and is headed towards my house. And I'm thinking if it went that fast in that short amount of time, such a far away, my house is gone. Yeah. So I leave, I say goodbye to my house. I know it's gone. And I mean, 6 hours later, we were back in our houses. So it was just, I mean, they were on it, though. They were so quick to.
And you were there trying to tell them what to do.
I was trying to tell them, no, it passed. And I mean, we had goats at the time and we had chickens. And they're like, you just got to let them out because you don't know what chicken. Else to do. Barbecue chicken.
So do you want to hear mine?
I do want to hear yours.
It's a little different. It involves a supermarket. And you know how, at least my wife is always, you know, she has this one firefighter story she's told me 100 times. Do you have a spouse that tells you the same story a lot?
Yes.
Okay, so I got one of those. And, you know, it's rerun city again about the firefighters that came to my house because they heard it was my daughter's birthday, blah, blah, blah. Well, I finally had my own firefighter story to tell, and I rubbed it sorely in her face.
Nice.
So I'm at the supermarket and it was two male firefighters and a female firefighter. And it just so happened to be that the female firefighter was a very nice looking young lady.
See, I didn't know we could go to that extreme because I was ready.
She was very nice looking. And this was in Prescott or Chino. And I walked up to him and I told him my wife's story. Like, I've been hearing it for years. It's payback time. So I said, can I take the picture of the three of you? And they go, sure. So I took it and I texted it to my wife and I said, hey, saw a really hot firefighter at the supermarket. And I texted and I cropped out the dudes. So that's my firefighter story. And I think I even told her, I ran into her again. I said, hey, I want to thank you for helping me
get my wife back a little
on my own good-looking firefighter story.
Well, I think it's a requirement, right? Like, I just, most firemen and women are.
See that? There we go. Most.
You say what? Firefighters. I think it's a requirement.
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
I've yet to see one where I went. Eh.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It might be changing.
I'm old though. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm at that weird age.
In case you passed your arm, like everybody,
maybe everybody's good looking. Right? You know what? I bet. See, my husband had a cataract and he had to have it fixed. But the other one, he's like, I got to get mine fixed too. I'm real afraid for him to get both of his eyes fixed because, yikes! Like this hasn't held up. Like
that's what alcohol's for.
Yeah,
and a light switch.
I keep him very hydrated. This light switch. Turn it off. Don't turn on the light. It's fine.
Must have. What about police stories? Got any police stories? Since we're celebrating first responders this morning.
Last week. I do have a funny one with Jason Kaufman.
So before we do, why don't we do something we haven't done before? What's an email address people can write in their story that maybe we can share?
Are you sales, Jay?
What would be a good...
Sales, your email?
I'm media.
So if you have a good first responder story, you can email it to media@signals, that's plural, signalsaz.com, and we will share your story. We will share the best story of first responders, police, fire, ambulance, paramedic, I don't know, cat saver, whatever. Yeah, we should do that.
We should do it. We should post it on Signals too.
So you got a police awesome. One.
Yeah. So local dude, Jason Kaufman. So I don't know if he knows this or not, but back LT. In the day, we used to call him Hot Cop.
Hot Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Hot Cop.
Lieutenant Hot Cop. And who's this again so we can embarrass him?
Jason Kaufman.
Lieutenant Jason Kaufman.
Yeah. So this was before he was a lieutenant, but I was at Stone Ridge and he would come in and it was like, all the girls, that was Hot Cop. So even to this day, I will tell that to his face. I'm always like, hey, Hot Cop. And he's like, hey, Alicia. But it was cool because one day I saw him and I was with another gal and she's like, there's Jason Kaufman. Oh, and he ran up and gave me the biggest hug. And I was like, I know Hot Cop too. So
he's got a gun.
Yeah, he's got a gun.
So I got one. So I got one. It's a female police officer. I don't know if she's still there in Prescott. And she wore these cargo pants as a part of her uniform. She was doing traffic one day. And I've seen her before, and I nicknamed her Officer Hot Pockets because her cargo pants have so many pockets. And she looks really good in those pants. I remember we're driving by her and I rolled down the window. My wife's in the car. We're going by Safeway up there in Prescott, a pie off of, I don't know what road that is. And I said, hey, Officer Hot Pockets. And my wife goes, what's that all about? I'm like, she looks good in her cargo pants. I caught a little grief for that.
You're getting a lot of grief for that one, I bet. You know what?
So we're celebrating.
We're celebrating first responders in our own crazy. You've lost Jessica. Speaking of Jessica, there's a job fair today. We gave Jessica a lot of grief last week. You were not here and we were giving her some grief over the job fair. So
do we miss a job fair we need to talk about?
Well, I was going to ask her if she went. How did it go? Oh, the job fair's today. See?
Oh, is she going? Is she looking?
She might. Well, we gave her a hard time last week because her notes were a little difficult to read. And so we just suggested that
maybe. Was it genetic? Was it lacking detail?
Too much detail.
See, it's just perfection is a pendulum, right? So you swing one way and a little too much or too little, you have to come back a little bit and then you over adjust the other way and eventually you'll zero in. Just like, you know, zeroing in your glass on your rifle. It's the same thing. A twist up, twist down until you get it right.
Close enough.
So any other Hot Pocket, Lieutenant Hot Cop stories or firefighter paramedics?
We did have badges and bobbers just happen. That was a good one, but there's not a story with that one.
That's a cool event, though.
That is a cool event.
The other cool event they do is the Shop of the Cop.
I love Shop. I love those stories because we do Shop of the Cop every year with our cheer team. And it's just the cutest thing to see these, you know, great big police officers with these tiny little kids going, what dress would you like? Do you want this pink frilly one or this? And the little girls. And so I always tell my cheerleaders, find the male officers and help them out, especially if they have a little girl with them, and help them.
So again, if you have a first responder story, email it to media@signalsplural signalsaz.com, and we'll pick out the best one. We'll share it, and then maybe somebody get a little prize, or we'll throw something your way, set of handcuffs, or I don't know.
I mean, I got a pair. Save them for you.
What else is going on, E?
What else?
Just
what
celebrating
else?
All the good stuff in our community. Yeah. Again, tough time. A lot of people are asking, so we're just going to say it. Things are still under investigation. Some amazingly smart fire science people are out there figuring stuff out. So again, kudos to them. We can talk about an anniversary celebration this weekend that starts. Afterglow Jewelers.
You're going to need to go there if your wife listens to this podcast and Officer Probably. Hot Pockets, you're going to need to go and buy.
But I clean floors really well, so they keep me around.
You'd be cleaning some floors.
So what's going on this weekend?
Saturday, April 6th through Saturday, April 13th, starting at 10 a.m. Come celebrate Afterglow's first anniversary. Wow, it's already been a year since they've opened. I know. That's crazy. Right across the way. Win prizes, there's sales, treats, beverages available. Paying customers will receive a swag bag filled with coupons and goodies from fellow Prescott Valley merchants. For more information, visit afterglowjewelers.com. And they've got a cute little store. It's over there right in the Fry Shopping Center.
Yep.
Over by Chow Bella.
Cool. And then also this weekend, again, still happening Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Prescott Valley Town Center, food fun, artisan crafters, and local merchants for the Prescott Valley Community Market, which always takes place out there in the town center.
You want to know how smart Ken Lane is?
How smart is Ken Lane?
Super smart. Because my husband is all thing with our trees, and look, we're getting little buds on the trees. Let's hope that we don't have a snowstorm or any rain. And why would you on Easter Sunday wake up to snow? But Ken Lane is going to teach you how to help your plants recover from frost damage, because I'm sure we all had all those beautiful buds come, and
then that last effort by winter to hold on, right? We all think it's coming, so we're de-winterizing our trailers too early. We're doing things thinking that spring is here.
Packing away jackets and hoodies. Right. And so I'm dreaming of a white Easter, I think was the new theme song this year. So we did get a white Easter. And if you want to help your plants recover, check out the latest podcast from the Mountain Gardener, Ken Lane.
Awesome.
Where would you find a podcast if you wanted to so find
Cast11.com is the Prescott Podcast Network. And what is the deal of the week from Idealios on SignalsAZ.com?
Well, it's, you know, right now is the time you need to start thinking about those whole home surge protectors. And at S&M Electric, you can save 10% off. You gotta. I mean, with the monsoons, I mean, it's already April.
True. So. Monsoon season's coming up, which means lightning strikes and surges happen in your home. So if you're a newbie to the area, you might want to think about a whole home surge protector. And from what I understand how they work, they only work once.
Oh, really? So
yeah,
once you pop it, that's it?
If you have a lightning strike and you get a big surge, those things are meant to pop. And then they have to be replaced. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty certain that it's a one-time shot and then get them replaced. But they save you thousands of dollars on blown fuses and appliances and stuff like that.
We lost a microwave to a lightning strike.
There you go.
So, I mean, better a microwave than a television, I guess. But yep. Are you a solar eclipse guy? We're getting a lot of them.
No, I think they're interesting, but I'm not going to make the box like from third grade and so I can look at it.
I feel like we're having a lot of solar eclipses, but last time we used glasses, and I think there's a place we can get free glasses. But on April 8th, and the glasses worked very well. They were super awesome. That's probably why I still can't see. But on Monday, I was hoping it would do like a reverse, like a laser, like and fix
I'm a little worried that the glasses themselves aren't sufficient. So I don't want to do that.
Well, there's going to be a hosting and viewing party at the PV Civic Center Theater in the Green from 10 to 12:30. That is Monday, April 8th. So a total solar eclipse across North America. Yep.
That's all I got, E.
That's all I got,
dude. Big thanks to CAFMA and all the supporting agencies throughout the region on a great job done.
Excellent.
No first responders were injured from what we heard of so far. If we do, we'll let everybody know. But again, big thanks to them. And let's have a great week.
See ya.
See ya.